Guarantee you,
my colleague,
my good friend Hembo.
Can't take your pants off right now.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg. Weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can watch and listen on the ESPN app.
This is Neil Small Engines here. Listen up. That's what we did at Gravely. We listened to lawn professionals, then we brought that professional performance home. Gravely Residential zero-turn mowers show the neighborhood that you mean business. Zero turns that are tough as nails. Operator comfort beyond compare. We have had over 100 years of professional advice to perfect cutting performance. Just drop the deck and put the neighbors on notice. Gravely, driven from within. At Neil Small Engine with three locations, Houma, Thibodaux, and Cutoff.
Aunt Lori?
Yes, Addie?
Why do tennis players need a special bracelet?
What do you mean?
Everyone at Ramsey's is talking about tennis bracelets.
A tennis bracelet is a straight line of diamonds that go all the way around the wrist. 50 years ago, it was called a line bracelet.
You don't have to be a tennis player?
No, that didn't happen until 1978. A lot of people say 87, but they're wrong.
So why do they call it a tennis bracelet?
Chrissy Everett was wearing a diamond bracelet while playing in the U.S. Open, and it flew off her wrist, and they stopped the tennis match so that everyone could search for it.
And that's why it's called a tennis bracelet?
Yes, and everyone at Ramsey's is excited because right now, we're selling tennis bracelets for as little as $1,299.
Natural diamonds or created diamonds?
We have both.
Of course we do, because Ramsey's is the largest diamond store in Louisiana.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
We are back. It is hour number three, hour one. As always, it is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, nowakeoutfitters.com, 1926 Airline Drive. Go check them out. Jonathan's got you hooked up with the fly fishing. Or you can just go hang out with Aaron Summers, Saints of Pelicans team reporter, is hanging out with us, who says she has fly fished over in Colorado.
Yeah.
Way more than I have.
Did you catch something, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
It took me years to catch a fish.
It's definitely a lot harder.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we also have a lake that we made ourselves and put fish in, so it's kind of
oh,
cheating.
Oh, that's cheating.
Just like regular fishing, you know.
I'm taking that back.
No, but the fly fishing is different.
Don't you put
no
asterisk.
You can't fly fish in a lake that you made.
No asterisks. Wow. No asterisks. There are no asterisks around here. Did a fish get caught? Yes or no?
I have the record for the biggest fish that was caught at our lake.
Well, there you go.
I have still not fished here since I moved, since I played. And that's one of the things that was on my bucket list was to go. I've never been deep sea fishing or ocean fishing, period.
We may know a captain or two. Maybe we do that during the summer in our quote-unquote off season. But that's after OTAs.
Do you remember when they went spear fishing last year, the Saints players did?
Yes.
They loved that. They said it was so fun.
Did you see Jameis Winston interview a fish a couple weeks ago?
I did. Yes.
I'm gonna miss him.
You're obviously your Saints and teams, Saints and Pels team reporters. So you're in that locker room a lot. He was a character. He really, honestly was. The city loved him.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was the locker room was divided between you had Malcolm Roach playing his music, his boombox over in one corner, and then you had Jameis Winston playing his music and boombox in the other corner, and the difference between the two types of music that would be playing, I mean, Christmas time, all Jameis would play was Christmas music.
It's too bad we
non-stop.
Don't play Cleveland, because I absolutely think there would be a tribute video. At least the fans would. I don't know if the team will.
I like Jameis.
To this day.
I like Jameis because yeah. I met Jameis right when he came out of Florida State. And yeah. Boy, was he the C word, hockey. I mean, nothing stunk on him. And then I met him like maybe sometime in the middle of the season last year. What a totally different
He's
person.
So nice.
Oh, yeah. Was he? It was like night and day. Yeah. I was totally blown away. And then all the stuff he did for the city was
look,
just phenomenal.
No doubt. And even right before he signed with Cleveland, I mean, he was out and about. I mean, you just saw him all over town.
He definitely
everywhere.
Embraced
yes.
There's
New
no
Orleans
doubt. And people loved him for that. And look, you add that, those final few videos of the different fests that he was at or whatever, and then you add his final play as a Saint. he will be in lore. I mean, I'm just telling you, he will forever be remembered for what he did. However the team feels about it or not, the fan base will always hold him in the highest regard because he gave the old number one sign without using the index finger to the Atlanta Falcons. That's how it works.
Well, there's a new rookie out there, another Florida State player, wide receiver, is it Keon Coleman, who is making tons of headlines because of some of the things that he's said and his personality and just how enamored he was with the facility and just didn't understand, like, wait, this is where I get to be every day. Wait, there's a cold room and then there's this room and then can I have some of those snacks over there in the corner after his opening presser? It was hilarious.
No, he was great. I love that. He gave you even shopping tips, too, to go to Macy's and get the sales and everything. Look, rookie minicamp is coming up this weekend for the Saints. Local media stuff, get to see them on Saturday here. There's so many different storylines, yet I thought you could have a little fun with us here as well, because obviously Alex does such a great job for the Saints, all the social media department, Tatiana and the rest of the photogs and video room. You know, the number one thing people want to see is the slow-mo video. What is the very first, if you had to speculate, first photo, but more importantly, the first slow-mo 16-second video? Who is it and what is it? I asked this yesterday as well, right? Like, for the Falcons, duh. It was Kirk Cousins dropping back, little spiral, looked like a screen pass to some guy. The Bucks, it was Baker Mayfield dropping back. John Forcade commented how lovely his thigh muscles looked, and the quads. Well, we didn't see where it ended. We just saw him throw it.
Sure.
Bryce Young for the Panthers yesterday was a behind the right shoulder view, out of focus. As he goes to throw it, it focuses on him, and then you see him throw the ball 40 yards.
Okay, so those are teams that they got to start OTAs early because they had coaching changes.
Yes.
So that's going to be a different set of this is who we need to see down the line. But for the rookie mini camp, which starts, it's the 10th through the 12th this weekend for the Saints rookies. Unfortunately, your first pick in the draft, he's great. He was hilarious. But he's not going to be a sexy picture, video, offensive tackle. Like, just probably not going to do it for you. No. So do you go with Kool-Aid McKinstry just because?
I would, yes.
You're going with Kool-Aid?
Yeah, I would go
with
Kool-Aid.
I'm talking about the first one. There's going to be several.
I mean, I hope to goodness that there is some stuff going on with Kool-Aid this weekend and literal Kool-Aid. And, you know, they're going to have some fun, I'm sure, with that.
Uh-huh.
So that's definitely going to be a popular person to get. I know what you're doing, Gus.
What?
I know you want me to say Spencer Rattler.
I didn't say
anything.
Because
you are obsessed.
I didn't say anything. I'm just saying, did you see him in the Saints shirt yesterday, which looked like the hotel lobby? I'm just saying, he looked focused. Somebody even commented, he looks like it's, Mahomes and Brady had a baby. And I'm like, let's settle down. Let's breathe. But
I mean, you can look like something, do you play?
So, Ralph Marlborough, Saints Happy Hour podcast. Jack, I'm going to get to you in a quick second. He said he does want to see Fuega, right? The slow-mo from, two fingers in the dirt coming up.
Okay.
The air bench press. It's just air, right? Just like that.
Right.
As he's coming up, it goes right into the slow-mo, and then that's it. That's what he does want to see. Like I said.
I mean, he's rocking, some type of mullet that I have never seen before.
We did get another one that said they want to see Kool-Aid, kind of taking two steps, hands go up.
That's what I want to
see.
With a smile.
Well, there it is. It's the, that looks like what it'll look like for a pick six.
Maybe a Kool-Aid mustache.
Yeah.
Or do we just go right at it? And it's Spencer dropping back, throwing it to Bub Means. Or the greatest tight end, undrafted rookie free agent of all time, by the way. Because he's very popular. Did you see Ross Jackson put a poll and he said I should have just left him off the tight end?
Oh, Dallin Hulker?
Yeah.
I mean, Hulker's going to be
89% of the vote.
He's definitely like the favorite in the clubhouse. I don't know. I can't bet. But if you can bet on who out of the undrafted players are going to make the team, I think that's a pretty
not that
safe
Alex
bet.
Listens to us. But if you want the most bang for your buck, that first video of maybe, and maybe position the camera where you can see in the background. Fuaga, air blocking, Spencer drops back and throws it
Yeah, three for one.
Three for one.
And then Holker over here catching two balls at once like he did at the combine.
Yes.
I was going to ask for tickets to go with you on Saturday, but now I don't want to go.
And maybe it's Kool-Aid tossing him the second ball. Now you got four players.
All he's just spraying Kool-Aid.
I'm just saying. We will overanalyze that tomorrow. What is the first voto that is put by the team? Who are they promoting? All of that
No
stuff.
Pressure, Alex.
Maybe
tell Restrepo that this has been talked about at nauseam.
Maybe we'll have him on tomorrow. We've had him on in the past.
Ask him what his theories are.
I'm saying. I don't know if he understands the pressure on him tomorrow. Everyone is seeing this tomorrow. Fans are waiting in anticipation.
Yeah.
I'm waiting in anticipation. I'm opening the show.
So people have definitely been looking at these pictures of them in the weight room.
100%. 100%. Very nice looking new weight room. Nice.
Yeah, they're working on it.
What if it rains tomorrow morning?
The raindrops look fantastic in super slow-mo.
Oh, Spencer Rattler in a wet jersey.
My goodness. I'm just
I don't
know
if we're going to be able to hold Gus back.
Aaron,
keep together
all I'm
over
saying
here.
Is the chicken Caesar finally arrived. Feel free. I'm going to talk to Jack here.
I'm tired of you.
I'm just warning you, though, if Spencer Rattler goes 25 or 26, because you know, John Hendricks, Nick – They're gonna chart every throw.
Oh yeah!
If he's 25 or 26,
I got a new notebook. I am ready to go.
I am just saying,
I will be out there
if that happens. I'm not saying controversy, but he already moved up a spot yesterday in the quarterback room.
That was easy. I could have moved up a spot as well.
Well, Kellen Mond was like, "Oh, sorry," but it's still.
I enjoyed him while he was here. Great guy.
Great hair. He had good hair too.
Stop it. Jack, save us here, sir. How are you today?
Jack?
Hello, Jack.
Thanks for calling.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Jack, what's up? Yep, we're here now.
Okay. The reason I called today is I think you should have Aaron on every week during the summer, and just for Scott's health. And Aaron, just so you know, a few months ago, Scott made the prediction that the Saints would win 14 games. As you might imagine, some of us have been given – As you might imagine, some of us have been giving Scott a hard time. It's mostly been me, 4K'd, and his arch nemesis. Is his name Josh? Isn't that his name?
Yes, that is his arch nemesis, Josh. Josh is a caller who reminds us of – Taysom Hill's contract and basically how Chef Scotty's lost his mind. Yes. He was supposed to be here today, by the way.
He's just walked in.
Josh?
Oh.
No, that's Chef Scotty.
Speak of the devil. Yeah. Chef Scotty finally did show up.
So I just think it would be a good idea to have Aaron and Scott on at the same time, and that way, you know, they can talk about blue skies and all the stuff that we're missing on the Saints' path to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Well, I will say Aaron is fair. Aaron will tell you if what's fair. And Aaron will also tell you that I have told her I have given her an open invite, quote unquote, in the off season or she's available. Every Thursday is open to you, right?
Yeah.
Every Thursday is open to you. There you go. We'll hear from Chef here next segment.
he hits me on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's how it works. So we're gonna hear from Chef here in a second. What else you got, Jack?
I just got a question. How in the world was Jamal Murray not suspended? Aaron? Does anybody want to take a shot at that?
We'll let Aaron take it.
No, we had somebody who's eager over here.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the NBA playoffs. They did not want to do another Phoenix Sun fiasco with Stoudemire. And Murray hasn't done anything in the league. He's not known for a bad player. He's not known for something like if this was Draymond Green, Ron Artest, any of those. I think Luka probably would have got suspended just because I heard the refs hate Luka, always complaining. The refs always vote for him as most complaining player.
He does a lot of that.
I just think it was just the player that did it is the reason why he did not get suspended. But he should have, 100%.
You actually said it as we sat down. We were waiting to go on today. Patrick Beverley got news of his fate for throwing a basketball not once but twice to a lady.
But it wasn't just the basketball.
It was a locker room thing.
It was that as well.
Have you ever had that? Has somebody ever asked you if you've...
Two counts of him being inappropriate.
Yeah. Have you been asked if you follow somebody on a podcast?
I have not.
If somebody said that to you, what would you do?
Actually, I've had a player get mad at me for not having him on our podcast yet.
Oh.
But
well,
that
that's
was
different.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah,
yeah.
It's totally different.
He wants to come on.
Exactly.
Your podcast.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's totally fine by all means. Let's go. No, but I mean, there's been instances where I have been questioned for my knowledge on something, or if I actually watched the game,
Do you actually watch the game? Really?
Hope no one asks me if I watch NFL games.
No, yeah. Well, we know you don't.
Yeah.
But guys, look, Greenberg was talking about this after it happened. If you're a season ticket holder of an NBA team and you do what he did, your tickets are gone for good, right?
So 100%.
I understand it's all about money. I know that. It's about money. But Jesus, he's got to get suspended.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said is like, if a fan did that, if somebody threw a heating pad or whatever was done by a player,
100%.
If it was vice versa and it was a fan throwing anything, then yeah, they're immediately tossed
100%.
Out of the game.
What?
So
it's not
I originally thought it was the white towel, like someone threw, like they gave up already. When I saw that, I'm like, someone threw the towel in already?
Well, I had tuned in and it was just a heat pad. I missed the part of the towel until after the game. They said, no, that was the second time he did that. I'm like, dude. You can even excuse the first time. You're like, oh, come on, it's a bad call, and it slipped out of my hand.
Sure.
When you purposely go to a second object, a heavier object, looking for more trajectory, you have thought that out severely.
And that might be a caveat there, is like you had intention of
100%
hitting somebody.
Right. An official of all things.
Yeah.
Like you can't. Aaron, Willie, and Zion.
You can't look at an official the wrong way.
You get technical. And then after the game, they don't even want to comment of it because you'll be fine.
Right.
You have a player throwing an object once and then throwing an object again at an official with intent on hitting him. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
One way, shape, or form.
No, it was definitely premeditated.
I was like, I'm throwing something at him. Like, you thought about it. It's like, I don't know how that's not a suspension. I'm baffled.
It's the Draymond Green, Amari Stoudemire effect.
Speaking of Draymond Green, I do have one soundbite for all y'all as we go to break. Ready, Jack? You even get to hear this one, too. You're going to love this one.
All right.
This is a very strange one and an odd one. Draymond Green was asked, or he was talking about on the podcast. Here you go. In which he essentially sits there and says, hey, if I get to have to choose between the wife or LeBron, see if I can get it. Why is it not playing? All right, it's not playing. I got to figure out why it's not playing. But anyway, I will play that as soon as I can for you, Jack, and then you will get to hear why.
And look, I just want to say one last thing. I wasn't very excited about the playoffs since the Pelicans are out, but I'm really looking forward to possibly Minnesota and Boston. I think that would be a good series. But thanks for taking my call. I'll talk to you all. Have a good afternoon.
You too. You too.
Thank you.
I don't know what I'm doing over here. I'll figure it out. Anyway, we'll
you
take
look a
quick
little
break.
Flustered
Gus
over there,
just
Gus.
Broke the VCR.
No, I just want gear that works. It's all I want. Sports Hangover continues next. On ESPN New Orleans.
Every shot, every goal, ESPN Bet has fans covered for the biggest moments on the road to the championship. The exclusive sports book of ESPN is the only place to find special offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities throughout the playoffs. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet does not win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details.
Attention contractors and do-it-yourselfers. You need to know Mayhew's Vinyl Siding and Building Products. Yeah, Mayhew's Vinyl Siding and Building Products is a family-owned and operated business serving the community for 25 years with a large inventory of vinyl siding and cement board, accessories, and trim. They also offer insulated and non-insulated patio covers, perfect for creating your dream outdoor space. Now, if you're looking for gutter coil and accessories, windows, interior or exterior doors, or trim and columns, they've got you covered there. And look, it doesn't matter if you're a seasoned contractor
contractor or just a DIY enthusiast, Mayhew's Vinyl Siding and Building Products is your one-stop shop located at 13137 Mayhew Lane in Hammond. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., ensuring that you can access all the supplies that you need when you need them. To experience the Mayhew commitment to quality and customer satisfaction, visit MayhewBuildingProducts.com today or just call 985-549-0039. Mayhew's Vinyl Siding and Building Products. Building your dreams one product at a time.
It's here, the 2024 NOLA Gold Rugby season. New head coach Corey Brown has the boys focused on earning a spot in the playoffs, and we want you at the gold mine. Every home game is an event with families in mind, and after the whistle, head to the party shack, mingle with players, and collect autographs. Don't miss Major League Rugby and entertainment at an affordable price. Get your tickets now and be a part of NOLA Gold Rugby. Secure yours at NOLAGoldRugby.com.
My name is Jonathan. I got hurt on the boards, and I highly recommend Patrick Yancey. They got me everything I needed because the company did not want to pay for nothing at first.
They listened to our stories. They were compassionate, and they knew exactly what to do.
I'm attorney Patrick Yancey. My team here at the Yancey Law Firm has helped many victims all across the Bayou region. If you've been a victim and have been injured, go to PatrickYancey.com now.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003 is a way to chime into the conversation. Chef Scotty has joined us here as well, as we'll talk to him, as we'll take your phone calls, 800-998-1003 on the Ruderman Can caller hotline. As we're at Katie's, it is Thursday, which means there are always specials when it comes to the pizzas, which one is being taken by Rafael Esparza. I already had the kitty pizza a little bit earlier today. How are you today, Chef?
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. Putting out fires. Not
y'all was busy.
Fires, but employee fires.
I got you.
It's my job.
I see how it works.
It's my job.
I was asking Aaron here a little bit earlier, and yesterday on the show we kind of said, listen to it here. Who do you want the Saints to open the season with? We're getting it now 6 days from now on a Wednesday.
I would love to see the Broncos on a Monday night at home.
So you're with me too?
Yeah, that
just
would
go ahead
cool.
And wrap, you know, rip the Band-Aid off. Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I mean, just have Sean Payton come in first week of the season, Monday night. We beat his butt. And Derek Carr throws. Cut me off. Oh,
no.
Derek Carr throws for four touchdowns, and we win 35-7. Sean Payton can't get an offense going. Kubiak embarrasses him. I'm going to make all of you wrong. You're all going to be wrong.
Who are you making wrong? What are you talking about?
Spencer Rattler will be the starting quarterback
there it
in
is.
3 years.
There it is, Aaron. You see, Aaron thought I was joking. I'm telling. So another question that we're tossing out there is rookie minicamp starts this weekend. Yeah. And I think I sent you because I'm that kind of guy. I sent you the Bryce Young slow-mo video.
Yeah.
I sent you the Baker Mayfield slow-mo throw in which John Forcade commented on his lovely thighs and his legs, just the leg muscles, the beautiful side shot of it. It was really nice, really nice.
Thank you, man.
And obviously Derek Carr and his, you know, photo. So what do you want to see tomorrow when you're opening your phone, you're scrolling in the middle of putting out a fire? What is it? What's the first thing you want the Saints to post tomorrow?
That their rookie class are all going to succeed, and we will have five new starters. How's that sound?
Five new starters out of the rookie class?
Possible.
Five new starters out of the rookie class?
Teams. I want to see all of them make
this
team.
How do you post that? Like all of you just want social media to say, we got five new starters, everyone's making the squad, let's go.
Well, I want them to have that feeling that we feel that everyone that we've drafted has a place on this team.
Wow.
I want positivity. I'm going to make everyone look bad because I realize on your show, Eric's show, Ken's show, that everyone thinks I'm crazy thinking the Saints are going to be good. Well, I am positive. about this.
That is a lot of people, though, that are saying that.
You send me negative DA
press. I didn't send you anything negative.
Whatever that crap was you sent yesterday about somebody that can't even speak English talking about DA. And I am a DA support.
I am just I'm just so trying.
You got to give him
my job is to grab a snapshot of how people view and think of the team and what, you know, who's going to be strong this year in the NFC, who's not, all those different aspects. That's why I'm asking you, like, who you're excited about.
You know,
I told Aaron already, Spencer Rattler is going to get so many messages, whatever is posted on him.
I want them
tomorrow
to look terrible in practice so that you'll say. Because every year you come out, they're going to be unbelievable. They look great in practice.
Oh, yeah. Gus, he's a training camp believer.
So I want him to look awful, so you'll hush. And this team will come out and blow the Broncos
away. What do you want me to do if, like, I mean, Michael Thomas caught some passes in the end zone, one-on-one. Lattimore looked good at practice yesterday. I mean, last year. He did.
In shells.
Was not Lattimore the story of training camp last year? He had a great start to the season,
too.
He's a great cornerback, but he gets hurt.
Yeah, but the point now is, during camp,
now
that's
I hear
supposed
about Kool-Aid.
Okay, well, we mentioned the article that was written on NOLA.com about Derek Carr this morning. And the way that it ended is, all right, not the favorites this year. It's been said you have a harder schedule. How do you view that? What's your approach? And Derek Carr said, we're not listening to that. We're not focused on that. Feel like sometimes you want to be the underdogs, and your back's up against the wall, and how do you respond? And he said, we're going to fight.
That's it.
We're going to come in here. We're going to work. We're going to show up week one, show our fans, show our city what we've been working on. He seems very confident in the way this team is going to move forward off of last season and into this year. And he was just raving about the first pick by the Saints in the offensive tackle, Talise Fuaga. So he said he's ready to go with him day one as a starter.
Aaron, one of the storylines I thought it's something I'm going to pay attention to here. OTAs is what, 2 weeks?
Yes.
All right. So I think attendance. And what I mean by that is in Dennis Allen's first year, there weren't a lot of veterans. And I guess I kind of understood it. At the same time, new coach, new voice, you probably want your guys in there. But I just think overall we've
But everything
now
was the same. It was the
I was
same going system.
To say that. Everybody kind of felt it's the same thing. Everybody going the same thing. Last year, we definitely saw way more attendance. I want to say maybe the only two people that really weren't there was like Kamara. I think even Lattimore was there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone, like your starting safeties, we talked about that, right? You saw May and Matthew, they were there, all that. Don't you feel that at least along the offensive side of the ball, that first Tuesday that we get to see OTAs, I kind of think every quote-unquote potential starter, including Alvin Kamara, should be there.
Well, I would say what's been interesting is once they were allowed to start off-season workouts, every time I'm turning the corner in the facility, I'm running into a player.
Okay.
They have – you've seen the pictures because I know you love
That's
looking
what
at
I do, yes.
the guys working out.
Exactly right.
You – have seen how many players have been in that building just to work out and just to be around each other. And I think that that's a good sign that they will be here for OTAs. They got to kind of – they can get some time off here. The rookies will be in town. There's a week in between rookie mini camp and then OTA starting the following week after that.
And the veterans will be there?
Yeah, I think so.
And everything you guys are saying about the team not respecting their head coach will be thrown out the window, please?
What?
Excuse me.
What? What are you
talking about? Don't throw me into that.
No, I'm talking to him.
Okay.
What about me?
Oh, I'm sorry. That wasn't Aaron.
What did I do?
I was looking at Gus when I said that. Excuse me. I forgot we're not doing TV. I just don't like to hear that the veterans don't respect DA. I don't think it's true.
Okay, but here's the thing. Again, when I bring that up to you or I tell you, hey, someone mentioned that to me or
it's not coming from
I'm
you.
Looking at it as, okay, well, what is the Michael Thomas issue and looking at his social media posts. We're trying to paint a picture of what is in that locker because I'm not in there. You're not in there, right? So we're trying to paint a picture because communication.
This is outside media. This is national
but
media.
But people that cover the team that have their sources or talk to players, Scott. Because as Aaron will tell you, some of our best stuff that we get is absolutely off the mic. It's when it's not an interview session.
Right.
And it's stuff that we hold on to
to kind of help us understand what we see, right? I mean,
can give you some insight into 100%. What's going on, but
and it's
not
always negative.
Say.
You guys see more than
not,
I do.
Right, but that's
I'm
what I'm
Mr.
saying.
Positive.
It's not, and I think there's a negative connotation to that, to where people think it's always negative. We're hiding something. No. It could be like, man, you know, Jose looks really, or Trey is doing this, and then Aaron be like, well, at practice, they were specifically doing that, and he was working on that. And I'm like, that's great, and I didn't know that, but it looked like they were doing that. So a lot of that stuff, again, it's not during an interview. It's not on mic. It's not anything that's been asked, but it's something that she observes, or a player tells her, hey, I've been working on this because of that, and then in the game we see it, right?
Yes.
I mean, one of the easiest examples of that is the pick and roll earlier in the season in one of the games the Pels used to close out a game. Mm-hmm. You brought up, they worked on that at practice. Then the players brought it up after the game. But that was after the game. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of the stuff, Scott, that we get, we can see that. Aaron can see if there's communication.
One of my favorite things to watch
100%.
Is who's hanging out with who, who's talking to who, who's spending extra
time
with each other.
Right.
Especially after practice is over. Which players are staying with their position groups, or who's throwing to whoever is around,
right.
Kind of thing. Like.
Well, Aaron, you do a wonderful job covering these teams.
Thank you.
I listen.
Well, you had just walked up.
I've spent
up.
More time with it this year, and it's impressive.
Thank you.
Well,
really
you just
I
walked up,
that.
And Jack basically gave away my job to Aaron during the offseason and said on Thursdays you two should be on.
Jack Collada?
No. Jack.
Jack. River Ridge.
She has an open invite. You know, she knows that. She can come in whenever she wants. But I think that's one of the things that's interesting is that communication. And look, it's a different team, same sport in a different area. But I was talking to Scott about this yesterday, Aaron. I don't know how familiar you are with LSU trying to get a couple of defensive tackles recently. And because of NIL, they lost out. Other schools decided to pay more. Matt Moscona, who follows our show yesterday, came out openly and said the defensive tackle they missed out on, that went to Oklahoma, wanted $1.2 million in NIL. LSU could have paid it, but Brian Kelly, who had an interview with Jacques Doucet for about 30 minutes, there's a little clip out there that says, we don't buy players. It's a much longer clip, about 3 minutes was his answer. But he specifically said in that was, what do I tell my other guys? Because he would have made more
money.
They didn't say that part. He would have been the second highest paid LSU Tiger.
No.
Behind Brian Kelly.
Oh, right.
The head coach. So, I mean,
I totally agree with what they did.
Exactly. But that's my point, right?
But you can't do that to the rest of the players. He would have been making double what Campbell makes.
But that's the point. So
that's like welcoming a cancer into your locker room.
Absolutely.
Before you even get started.
So they're going to struggle on defense.
But to your point, and that's what I'm trying to say, Brian Kelly saying in that answer, look, these players have to understand you're walking in with a cloud over you. On that, and what he's saying is to what you just said, Aaron. When you walk in that locker room, like, oh, here comes 1.2. That's going to be your name. Here comes 1.2. That first block he misses, that first all of that, and to the fact that the coach stood up for the rest of the locker room, Aaron.
That means a lot.
Yep. Bingo. It goes all of a sudden. That's my coach.
Yeah.
He looked out for me. Yep. It's not about hey, win at all cost. He actually respects me. Those players, Scott, are going
play
to play
harder.
That's why I think. You take all of that into the context in that. That's why I'm saying it's interesting. Like, do players respect the coach? Do coaches respect the players? Is there communication? All of that adds to winning. Because at those levels, everyone has talent. What separates it? And when you listen to Minnesota, we'll transition a little bit to the NBA. You listen to what the Thunder are doing. They love their coach, man. And their coach respects and grows their players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think there's any reason why the two look good. So we'll talk a little bit about your thoughts on that as here as well. As we only have about 30 minutes left here at Katie's, as the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Are you ready for internet that's as mighty as the Mississippi? All speed, all reliable, all homegrown. Rev is delivering speeds that are unstoppable. We're the local internet with 5-star ratings and reliability, guaranteed to keep your devices up and running. We've been connecting Louisiana for over 85 years, and our team is ready to connect you with the best service in the region. We're delivering better internet, powered by locals in your parish. To learn more, visit letsrev.com.
The Oral Facial Surgery Center, with offices in Houma, Thibodaux, and Morgan City, would like to wish the best of luck to the Vanderbilt Terriers baseball team as they quest to be the best at the LHSAA State Baseball Championship Games. Go Terriers!
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering. Also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. Call Joe's Septic Contractors 24-7 in Cutoff, Thibodaux, Fouchon, Abbeville Reserve, Odessa, Texas, and Pascagoula, Mississippi. Visit Joe's Septic at viscom.net.
Then at the Big Mike Fizzy for District 20 wishes all the best to the Vanderbilt Terriers baseball team. Play hard, play fair, as we cheer you on all the way to victory. Go Terriers!
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
.800-998-1003 Chef Scotty, you taking this home? How are your fingers all in it? 800-998-1003
My fingers are clean, Gus.
Well, I just, you know, it's kind of a rule I follow. I'm just,
dude,
I think that's a sanitary
fingers aren't
thing.
Dirty. I just washed them.
I don't know that.
I wash my hands literally. When I'm in the kitchen, I wash my hands every 15 minutes.
I got you.
Anytime I get something on my hands, I wash my hands. There's a sink right next to me just so I can keep my hands clean. I'm crazy about that stuff. Are y'all ready for this?
What's that?
I had to retake my ServSafe certification class a couple weeks ago. And the professor, well, the teacher, says 44% of the people in this country do not wash their hands after using the bathroom. It absolutely disgusted me. I mean, I've seen it a few times when I'm out at a bar or something, and, you know, I'm in there taking care of business, and guy's in there taking care of business, and I'm washing my hands, and he just walks right out. I'm like, I feel like saying, dude.
How many of that 44% are men, though?
Most.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I didn't get into that side of it, but I was so disgusted by it because, and I immediately had a meeting with my staff, and I asked them all, do you wash your hands?
I
absolutely,
mean, yeah,
man.
There's signs in every bathroom that says,
you're supposed to wash your
you
hands.
If you work here, exactly, you got to wash your hands, whatever it is.
Right. Well.
Ooh, I like that. You know what? Let's take that.
I just wanted to remind
let's take
them.
That and kind of transition a little bit to this. If you had to put a sign outside of the Saints or Pelicans locker room to remind a player to do or a team to do what before they took the court and the field, what would it be?
Be mean.
Be mean? Because
they're too nice.
Okay. For both teams, be mean?
No, for the Pels.
For the Pels? What about the Saints? What do you want that last sign right there, nice bold?
You know, it should say, don't take poop.
Don't take poop.
Don't take any poop.
Do you want the emoji? Do you want the little emoji with the little eyes and a little smile?
The Oklahoma City
He's still
Thunder
talking verbal. About the Pelicans, and yeah. You moved on to the Saints.
I'm just saying, you said Pelicans locker room.
Field or court, both.
Okay, field.
Yeah. That's fine.
Same thing.
That's fine. So, Saints, so don't take any bleep and be mean.
Have your teammates back.
All right. We know right outside the locker room entrance, outside there's Compete Street. Right, mm-hmm. Just a street sign.
Oh yeah. Well,
so you're going to suggest we put another sign out there when it comes to the Saints. What would you like to see this year?
I'm thinking of like all those high school locker rooms that say like play for one another or right. Do your job, or, you know, all those different things like that. I mean, do your job is a good one to remind people.
We've had that before. Yep.
Definitely do that. But I think a lot of things just come down to the effort that you bring, like. The mentality that you walk onto that field with.
I'm trying to think of what that motto could be. Because I'm on the same path with you.
Refuse to lose?
I'm almost more of...
Give 110?
It's kind of what Scott is saying, too, right? In the last 2 to 3 years, the shine, the luster, the
cachet you've built. I don't think I'm off the wall or by saying I think it's gone. It's almost like...
For who?
For the Saints. It's almost like earn some respect. It's almost like put some respect on your name. So no one's buying you right now. Right? I mean, I've listened to three shows this week, nationally. Derek Carr is the worst quarterback in the division. Dennis Allen is the worst head coach in the division.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints are old. No one wants to play them.
Yeah.
No one thinks they're any good. I mean, Mickey Loomis was on a show this week. He was on a podcast. He was talking about Marshawn Lattimore. Like, most of the questions were like, you guys still can win. In 3 years' time, and I understand, look, things happen. You have to change things, and you're retooling, you're reshifting, you're rebuilding, you whatever. So I almost think I need to come up with a word that starts to, like, re-something. But I like refocus, right? But almost, like, re-respect your name. Like, almost bring back your name
respect
that it means
is earned.
Something.
I mean, it is.
Right.
By how
earn your
you
respect.
Play.
Earn, how about earn the respect? Something like that. Hey, don't you feel like
yourself?
That? Well, I thought she's saying, like, earn it. You have to go out there and earn it, though. You have to go out there and earn it by playing well. By being competitive.
Earn it.
Yeah. Make them respect you.
Earn it. Earn it all. Yeah.
I don't know.
But don't you feel like the Saints need to go back out there and earn that respect?
I do feel like the Saints historically had built up such a dominance defensively that faltered in areas over the past couple years, especially against the run. That was a big issue, you know, 2 years ago. And then, you know, they're having issues with third downs, stopping people on third downs. So I think consistency. I mean, consistent effort has got to be something that you bring at all times.
Oh, it's like hard that. To so understand effort, yeah. Some of these athletes today. I mean, you're supposed to give 100% every time you step on the field.
Jack,
every time.
Thanks for giving us a call again. How are you, Jack?
Jack?
Hello, Jack.
Jack. Jack again. Is that his last name?
Jack. No,
we're
going
with Jack
again.
Hello, Jack.
I love Jack.
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 This is Josh.
Josh.
Well, it says Jack.
Oh, no, it's Josh.
Your adversary.
Josh is going to tear me up.
There it is. Your adversary.
Well, positive. Look, like I said, it's always low-hanging fruit. I just have one question for you, Chef Scotty. In the history of the NFL, there have been 157 coaches that have coached 70-plus games or more. 70. 157 coaches, 70-plus games. Do you know where Dennis Allen ranks in the win percentage of those coaches?
Second. No, man. I know where you're going
fourth
with this, Josh.
Fourth to last.
Josh.
Fourth to last.
I told you this last week. Got to stay positive, bro. They haven't even played it down yet this year. Stay positive.
Absolutely.
I'm going to work
so
on
I'm telling you,
man.
A historically bad coach is leading our team with a historically bad win percentage of a starting quarterback. And our positivity is going to change that to 11 wins. Make it
positivity.
Make sense.
What's his record with the Saints? 9-8 last year. It was 8-9 the year before. What was it? I mean,
I also have one more question for you, Scotty.
He's a 500 coach with the Saints, and now he's got a great offensive staff that he's never had. He had an offensive coordinator the last 2 years that really didn't want the job, and he was poor at it. He's got an offensive staff now that's going to turn this team around, Josh. I'm telling you.
Sounds like a lot of excuses to me. Now,
no,
I got
it's
a question
not excuses.
For you.
Yes.
Would you take Bryce Young right now over Derek Carr? Would you do a straight-up trade as a Saints fan?
I know, because I don't think Bryce Young is going to succeed. I just don't.
Okay.
I think he's small and
flat
out never in his career.
Give me another young quarterback. Bryce Young.
I mean, Heisman winner, first overall pick, national champion. I don't know, man. Over a second round, Fresno State.
You know how bad he looked last year?
I don't know.
Hey, man.
Anyway,
We got Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, the best high school quarterback 17 years ago. So good. I'm just. I wanted to call with the I got a motto for you, Gus. You got to have a big sign for all the Saints players when they run out on the field for practice. It says five playoff wins since 2009. Go do the work. That's what it was.
Oh, called. I like 100%. That.
Do the work.
They've only had five playoff wins with Sean Payton.
Josh, I'm with you. So you're along the same line. That's along the same, you know,
yeah, since the Super Bowl.
Branding. Go do the work.
And everybody just loves Sean
Payton.
Earn
the respect back. I think, Aaron, what did you say?
I don't remember.
It was along the same lines. It was along the same
something
lines.
Something about effort.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I had it on the tip of my tongue, and I just forgot it.
You had it?
I had one.
You had it. But, Josh, all right, I like that. Go do the work. But, yeah, it's right along the same. Right. Go out there and earn that respect again. Go out there and earn that respect. And I don't think just for us, but as a fan, as Scotty, organizationally, and for those players, too, to go out there and do that. Right?
Yeah.
Man, I mean, they've got this influx of new coaches.
I understand, but the coaches aren't going to play.
Fusion of
the coaches aren't going to play.
No, I mean, the players themselves have to go through the motions. They have to put in the work. They have to learn the new playbook. They have to give that effort every single snap consistently. I will say, so the Pelicans, you're asking, we haven't really talked much about.
Yep. What's the sign for the Pelicans? Yeah.
Well, after every practice, they always say together. That's their huddle. That's how they, you know, which I think is nice.
Yeah.
Yes, we want to do this together.
You have a suggestion for the upcoming season.
But I do think, to go back to what Chef Scotty was saying, that you have to have some tenacity to it.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, like,
you got to bring it.
Yeah. I didn't see any tenacity.
I don't think you need that sign in Minnesota.
The playoffs.
You don't need that sign in OKC. You got to got it, Barks.
No, but because what has the message been?
You know
daily?
What? JT Gray needs to give up his side gig as a food critic. And then, maybe.
Are you really?
He does like to go out to eat.
Are you really? That happened like in October.
And he's a food critic.
That happened in
October.
I'll
never forget it, too.
He left a bad review for Katie's.
Oh.
And it was wrong.
In October.
We know what happened. It's because he didn't get his way. Oh, I'll tell you what happened. I've already told everybody.
Are you really letting?
Yes.
I think the problem is a lot of people come into the leagues now entitled.
They're entitled.
And they feel like they deserve something first rather than earning it and having to prove that they also fit in at this level.
I got a sign. You ready?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Because based on the Atlanta Falcons Twitter account, it doesn't matter what the Saints do the next 12 weeks. It's over. Oh, well. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back.
He's going to get hurt.
It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Make this summer the summer in a new 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander or Outlander plug-in hybrid. With its premium interior, 2 years limited maintenance included, and an industry-leading warranty. Drive home today starting at $28,395. The moment is now at Barker Mitsubishi. Super Home Controls and available feature on all trim levels. Manufacturer suggested retail price. Excludes destination handling, tax, title, license, dealer charges, and options. All supplies last. Limited availability of participating dealers may require placing an order and cause a delay in delivery. Detailer price, terms, and vehicle availability may vary. See your local Mitsubishi retailer for details.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it be a festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or outdoor music venue. Joe Septic Contractors says it's important to cover your bases well before the days of your event. Joe Septic Contractors can supply 18, 10, 3, or 2-stall restroom air-conditioned trailers and luxury shower trailers of all sizes. Anytime, anywhere, call 24/7. Planning an event? Visit joeseptic at viscom.net. Locations in Cutoff, Thibodaux, Fouchon, Abbeville Reserve, Odessa, Texas, and Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy staff are trained in finding the lowest cost available on your medication. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options with you. With two convenient locations to serve you, we're located in Rouse's Supermarket, Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. Our staff available Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
At Riley Johns Blue Boot Foundation, our mission is to help everyone be safer in and around water. Did you know drowning is the number one accidental cause of death in children under the age of 4 and the second leading cause of accidental death in children under the age of 14? adolescents and adults are at greater risk of drowning in open water. Remember, drowning is preventable. Join Riley Johns Blue Boot Foundation.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Final segments. We are live at Katie's. It is Thursday, which means there's some pizza specials that the chef will give us here in a quick second. As always, chef, what are some of the delicious specials here when it comes to
tonight's pizza?
Yeah. What does that mean?
$13.
Yes.
Anything but seafood. Those are $17.
That's good stuff.
We got a great weekend. Short ribs with unbelievable jambalaya.
You know what? I forgot to do it. The next time you hear, remind me.
Corn makchu.
He has... What is it? Jalapeno, edelberry, or?
Blackberry. Jalapeno.
Yes.
Baby back ribs.
Yes.
That, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
my coach, mm-hmm. DA, had.
I like ribs and all, but I was hoping you were going with a blackberry jalapeno margarita. But
oh, we have those two.
I like that.
But DA was in after the Stones with his family, and he loves my ribs. These are by far the best ribs I've ever had, and he's from Texas. So, I mean, that I'm like.
I'm just letting you know. I've been here like 2 years, and we've never had them on the table.
Well, that's your fault.
Well, it's kind of messy with all the equipment you got.
That is very true. That is very true.
But I make this great sauce that I started making when I was working for CNN after Hurricane Katrina. And that's why they're called the CNN Blackberry Jalapeno. Mm. But they're the best baby backs you can buy. And literally, if you get a whole rack. We have an oval plate and then hang over the side.
Well, your smoker, I love parking there when you got the smoker going on. It's great. But look, that's something to keep an eye on, too. Some of the changes that the team will make, we don't know. Obviously, what will happen. June 1st is the next date, I guess, that we sort of know. We have the NBA draft lottery this weekend.
Sunday.
Yep. And then the Pels
are not in the draft lottery this year.
Or cannot have the 17th pick, which belongs to the Lakers. They can defer it. They have to let the league know by June 1st if that happens. That might give you an indication of maybe what they do. I guess the only reason you would keep that is to maybe try to use it this year?
Yeah, I mean, so this upcoming Saturday till next Saturday is the NBA Combine, Draft Combine in Chicago. So everyone's going up there to see the players. They do a ton of interviews. It's the same kind of thing as the NFL Combine.
Yep.
The NBA Combine used to only be 2 days. And now they're kind of combining it with the G League and a bunch of other. No.
Well, here's what's interesting, too. Sure. This year is the first year the NBA draft is splitting their two lone rounds. So 1 day, first round. Second day, second round, which is interesting because the second round almost feels like by teams they don't really.
And I think I told you this. I think we should do the lottery day one and then everything post-lottery.
On day
through
two.
I would much
rather that as well.
Because then you'd still get people tuning in for the rest of the first round.
That's a good point. It's a good idea.
Yep.
I agree. They don't
ask me, though.
No. That's a real
kind of like me. We have a ton of ideas.
Can you have opinions on what you think they should do?
As far as who they should draft?
No. Who? Like, we've all had opinions about Brandon Ingram, and I don't know if you can talk.
You want to just walk into Griff's office and be like, what's up? What's up, DG?
No, but I just think, you know, that I actually.
Well, I think.
I sat first row on the floor for that last playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit there, you really see how out-physical we were. And B.I., as much as I love B.I., I do. I have an autographed ball in my collection. He just got out-physical in a really big way.
No, and that's something that's been said about his play, is that he has a hard time dealing with physicality.
Yes. I mean, you can't, in my opinion, you just can't max that guy out. I mean, it would be a detriment to the team, I think.
You would need other people to take some of that pressure off of him and the focus off of him, which means you need more shooters on the floor that require more attention from the defense.
And that's what Trey needs to be.
So I think it goes back to what lineups are playing at the same time. And those are all things that are going to be talked about and addressed. And even, you know, David Griffin and Coach Green said in their exit interviews that we understand that two of CJ, Zion, Brandon worked together, but all three wasn't the best. Okay, so why? What do you do about it?
I just think that
I think there's going to be a lot of changes this offseason.
Griff has given this team the players to succeed. I believe that. This is
I tell you what, it'll be an interesting offseason. And look, the Saints made some changes and some moves, and they're about to start putting some of those players on the practice field. If you want to see what Aaron has to do with the rest of the team, starts tomorrow. Rookie mini camp Saturday. She'll be out there posting some stuff and doing reports as well. Thank you for your time. And again, any Thursday you want, we'd much rather you than Forkin.
Yes, Aaron, and I'll make you a season salad you'll never forget. We're going to change that recipe soon.
I appreciate it. I love coming here. Katie's is the best. Thanks, guys.
Matt Muscoden after further review next.
Visit us at Boomtown New Orleans Casino this spring for all.